Welcome to another beginning. Life is a constant process of beginning and a constant process of ending. And at each junction, which is really just the flowing of an infinite moment, there's an opportunity for ritual to recognize the passage of life through us and of us through life. Amongst that life, there's all kinds of noise and there's all kinds of music. Certain things seem to distract us and pull us away from that which is most essential, and other things seem to be precisely what is essential. And it's only our thoughts and our expectations and our rigidity and narrow-mindedness which makes the difference between what's perfect and what's absolutely wrong. There is no inherent difference. There is no inherent way to know what's meant for us and what's not, and how things are meant to begin and how they're meant to end. As you pass through life and things come towards you and things fall away, think of it as a pendulum swinging through a peaceful, still space. Often we think we are the pendulum and the contents of the pendulum swing. Often we identify ourselves with the noises and with the stimulus and with the things on the screen. I invite you to trace back that pendulum swing towards the axis point or the swinging point where it originates from, to the still point. Like zeroing in on the eye of a storm. Like watching your thought and watching the space that the thought comes from. Like watching an emotion as it arises and watching the space that the emotion comes from. Like watching a word as you speak that word and watching the space that that word comes from. Like watching a relationship, a moment, something shared, and then the space that that comes from. Like observing an ending or a perceived changing of chapter and observing where that comes from. And it's through this recognition of the ground of being, the silent space where everything manifests from, that we find ourselves. We find ourselves in that space which is behind all of the things we point at, get stuck to, grip onto, love, hate. We find ourselves in the void. And that void is empty of form. It's empty of specific things. But because we exist there, it is not empty. Even in the void, there is something. It's just that we call that something the unknown. Allow yourself to fall into yourself. Allow yourself to fall into the unknown. Recognize the beginningness and endingness of the infinite one moment. And recognize how beginnings unbegin, and how endings are unending. Uncreate everything you think, uncreate everything you feel, uncreate everything you expect. Uncreate any need. Uncreate any desire. And find yourself held softly in the infinite falling towards the void at your center. this aspect of your being, the unmanifest and the unmanifesting, is where all creation emanates from. The fullness and the emptiness go hand in hand. And to empty oneself is to curate the space for an unknown genius to arise. Be with this space. The space where things emerge from. Feel into your body. Observe where tensions, holding patterns, guarding patterns arise from. And by simply observing where these things arise from, they become uncreated. They unbecome. And what remains is voidness. This is how I want you to create. The common sense idea is that when we create, we implant, we add, we imprint, we react to what we don't want and what we think isn't right for us by compensating to implant and imprint what we do want. But we miss a vital step by trying to be the doer of our lives. These steps take themselves when we fall into the ground of the groundless. And when we fall into this space, in the presence of intensity and in the presence of stress and in the presence of what we are already completing, magic happens. When you fall into yourself while you find yourself walking, while you find yourself speaking, while you find yourself writing and dreaming, while you find yourself working, while you find yourself connecting, while you find yourself in solitude, while you find yourself listening, while you find yourself sensing, feeling, making love, being love, when you fall into yourself, you see how much is arising through you. You see just how alive you really are. This is the fundamental practice that we begin this course with. This course of the next moment, this course of the moment after that, the course of a week, a month, a year. The dissolving of moments, the dissolving of the next, the dissolving of the week, the month, the year, the unbecoming of expectation. We unbegin, and it all happens through us. you may take some time to appreciate the voidness, to expand yourself into the space behind things, to expand into that emptiness. I invite you to stay there for as long as it suits you. You may be walking, you may be lying down, it could be eyes open, it could be eyes closed. Fall back. Feel behind. See what comes through and appreciate what you're feeling and what is emerging. I'll leave you there. Speak to you soon.